USA Radio News.
At least 25 people, including 4 children, have died since floods swept through Kentucky on Thursday. According to Governor Andy Beshear, he said the death toll is likely to increase.
This is still an emergency situation. That count is going to continue to go up, and we don't lose this many people in flooding. This is a real tough one.
More than 330 people have sought shelter at this time as the record flooding wiped out entire communities. The flooding also extended into western Virginia and southern West Virginia, with the governor, Jim Justice, declaring a state of emergency for 6 counties in West Virginia where the flooding downed trees, power outages, and blocked roads. This is USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Wildfires in California and Montana exploded in size overnight amid windy, hot conditions and are quickly going into neighborhoods, forcing evacuation orders for over 100 homes. The area around Klamath National Forest in Northern California is where the new fire known as McKinney Fire broke out. It has grown to 18,000 acres in less than 12 hours and has zero containment. A little bit more than 3 days after President Biden was cleared to exit coronavirus isolation, he has tested positive for COVID-19 again.
Hey folks, Joe Biden here, tested positive this morning.
White House physician Dr. Kevin O'Connor said in a letter that Biden had not experienced any reemergence of symptoms and continues to feel well. This is USA Radio News.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily's a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you're like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.
A Massachusetts man accused of sending a bomb threat to Arizona Secretary of State Katie Hobbs, who was running for governor, was arrested. James W. Clark made his first appearance in Boston federal court on Friday. The Justice Department confirmed that the 38-year-old was charged with one count of making a bomb threat, one count of perpetuating a bomb hoax, and one count of communicating an interstate threat. If convicted, Clark could face as many as 20 years in prison.
Two brands of salad mixes are being recalled by Dole because they may be tainted with a poisonous plant. The plant in question is called Hairy Nightshade. 16-ounce packages of Simply Nature Organic Spring Mix are being recalled. So are 5 and 11-ounce packages of Marketside Spring Mix. The potentially dangerous packages were sold at retailers in Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, and Tennessee. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Debris from a massive Chinese booster rocket has arrived back to Earth on Saturday, according to the U.S. Space Command. There was no immediate report on any debris or damage caused by the rocket's uncontrolled return. Prior to its arrival, the Aerospace Corporation had said could not predict how much damage could be done. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.